AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. ramped up its efforts against the Islamic State group before the Paris attacks.
The president, even in the last weeks before Paris took place, made major decisions to put additional people on the ground, special forces, and took additional steps.
Kerry talking to NBC's Today show from Abu Dhabi, where he is meeting with senior leaders of the United Arab Emirates. French President Francois Hollande hosts British Prime Minister David Cameron, part of the French leader's effort to form a grand coalition against the militant group. Cameron tells reporters after the meeting he wants Parliament to improve Great Britain's military.
We've now got a stronger economy, and we can choose rightly to invest more in our national security. More ships, more planes, a bigger navy, a bigger RAF, a better equipped army, better in terms of fighting cyber attacks and fighting terrorism.
21 people arrested in raids carried out yesterday and today in Belgium. Brussels remains under its highest alert. Schools and subways are closed. More than 1,000 police and troops are deployed across the country, part of the international investigation into the Paris attacks that killed 130 people. A Palestinian and an Israeli man are dead in just the latest incident in an outbreak of violence. AP's Aaron Heller has details.
Palestinian attacker stabbed an Israeli man to death today at a West Bank gas station in just the latest attack here in over 2 months of deadly violence that has swept across the region. The attacker was shot dead by Israeli security at the scene.
Today's attack shortly followed two Palestinian teenage girls stabbing a 70-year-old Palestinian man with scissors outside a Jerusalem market. They apparently mistaked him for an Israeli. One of the girls was shot dead. The current wave of unrest began in mid-September over tensions surrounding a sensitive Jerusalem holy site. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 9. This is AP Radio News. Baby boomers are staying on the job longer. Shirley Smith with more.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics says the number of workers who are 65 and up has grown by 6% in the past 20 years. Sometimes they keep working for economic reasons, sometimes because they enjoy their jobs and they want to keep making a contribution. For them, it no longer has to be an all-or-nothing situation. More and more employers are offering phased retirement plans. The idea is to let the workers cut back on their hours or move to a less demanding position before retiring completely. About 8% of the bosses are now offering this. I'm Shirley Smith.
More than a few of those older people could be sitting down with grandkids or even great-grandkids over Thanksgiving, talking about their lives. StoryCorps is urging high school students to interview a grandparent or an elder using a smartphone app that sends the audio recording to a Library of Congress archive. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.